Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. In a significant breakthrough, six states have finally agreed to construct the long-pending Kishnu Multipurpose Dam, ending an eight-year deadlock over cost-sharing in the Yamuna Basin. What makes this significant is that this project has been on the drawing board for decades, but interstate disagreement over sharing the cost of its irrigation and power components stalled it for 8 years. First, let us understand what the Kishnu Dam is. The Kishnu Multipurpose Dam is a major project on the Tuns River, the largest tributary of the Yamuna. The Tuns rises in the Himalaya and joins the Yamuna in the lower hills, carrying a large volume of water. At 236 meters, the dam would be among the tallest in India. Its multipurpose design combines hydropower, irrigation, drinking water supply, and flood moderation. The project benefits six states and union territories of the Yamuna Basin: Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Haryana, and Delhi. The dam itself straddles the Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand border region along the Tuns. But why does this matter? The reason is that the dispute centered on how the six states would share the cost of the water component. The breakthrough formula has the center funding 90% of the cost of the water component, with the power component to be developed separately. This substantially lowers the financial burden on the states, which had been the sticking point. Now, let us turn to the geography of the Yamuna Basin. The Yamuna is the largest tributary of the Ganga, rising from the Yamunotri Glacier in Uttarakhand. The Tuns, despite being a tributary, often carries more water than the Yamuna at their confluence, making it hydrologically critical for the basin's water balance. What does this mean for India's water security? Northern India faces sharp seasonal variation, with most flow concentrated in the monsoon. Large life storage of 1,324 mcm allows water to be captured during the monsoon and released for irrigation, drinking, and power through the dry season, while also moderating floods downstream. Crucially, interstate river water disputes are among the most contentious issues in Indian federalism, governed by Article 262 of the Constitution and the Interstate River Water Disputes Act, 1956. Many disputes, such as Kaveri and Krishna, have taken decades. The Kishnu Agreement shows that proactive central facilitation and a generous cost-sharing formula can break logjams without prolonged litigation. So what exactly changed? The center's decision to fund 90% of the cost of the water component was the key to unlocking the deadlock. It is worth pausing here to note that the next step is approval by the Union Cabinet, after which detailed implementation can begin. And here is something that surprises many students: the Kishnu project spans three GS papers, GS1 Geography, GS2 Polity and Governance, and GS3 Economy and Environment. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The topic is relevant for questions on drainage systems, the Yamuna and its tributaries, Himalayan rivers, and dam geography, as well as cooperative federalism, interstate river water disputes, and the role of the center. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Kishnu Dam is a 236-meter concrete gravity dam with a capacity of 660 megawatts, and it will provide irrigation to about 97,000 hectares of land and 517 mcm of drinking water. The life storage of the dam is 1,324 mcm. The cost of the project is about 15,000 crore rupees, with the center funding 90% of the water component cost. The six states that will benefit from the project are Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Haryana, and Delhi. The project is governed by Article 262 of the Constitution and the Interstate River Water Disputes Act, 1956. Moving on to what this means for your preparation, remember this number: 236 meters, the height of the Kishnu Dam, And note this carefully, the center will fund 90% of the cost of the water component. This is a favorite prelims fact. The Tuns River is the largest tributary of the Yamuna. Now, with that background in place, let us look at the implications. The implementation of the project must integrate robust environmental and social impact assessment, seismic safety in a fragile Himalayan zone, fair rehabilitation of displaced communities, and basin-wide water accounting so that downstream needs are protected. In conclusion, the Kishnu Multipurpose Dam project is a significant development in the field of interstate river management, and its successful implementation will have a major impact on the water security and energy needs of 6 states in the Yamuna Basin. The project's relevance to UPSC preparation is evident, and aspirants must weigh the benefits against concerns over seismic risk in the Himalayas, submergence, displacement, and downstream ecology.